Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It is 7 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Tuesday, the official first day of October and government shutdown day for all of the world.
Does this mean that next Monday, if this is still going on, the Supreme Court does not sit in the first Monday of October?
No,
it's supposed to be the start of their new term, right?
They'll go back to work.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's
not going to last till next Monday, is
wrong.
It?
I doubt it very seriously.
No.
This is nothing but political posturing anyway. There have been, 17 of these instances in our American history. This is political posturing. It is internal infighting. That's basically what it is. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of giving liars, cheats, weasels, dirtbags, any type of acknowledgement about what's going on with all this. So I thought we would talk about a few other things.
What did John Boehner ever do to you?
Now, easy, easy, easy. I will say one thing, though. There was a picture on Fox News yesterday of Boehner that was, he was much younger and much less tan. And I looked at my wife and said, is that Boehner? It was not a good picture.
Ah.
He looks better older and tanner.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Nate from Wise Brother Media. I have Chris Titus for you.
I'm sorry?
This is Nate. I have Chris Titus for you.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you very, very much. That's perfect. I was expecting just another minute or two, but that's excellent. You want to go ahead and put him through?
Yeah, I'll put him through.
Excellent.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're on.
All right, Chris, welcome to the Wisconsin Morning News, the Feedback Edition. Thank you for taking a minute or two out of your day to talk to us.
Oh, no problem, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the help.
Well, I know that I didn't get a chance to introduce you very much, but you are one of my favorite comedians, and I'll tell you why. A friend of mine who also does comedy says that there is a very thin line between a stand-up comedian and a psychopathic killer. And I listen to your material. I've played little bits of your material here on this program.
Right.
You do an incredible job of taking some experiences from your past, which are very clearly painful and brutal, and turn them into some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Because it punches you in the stomach. It brings to light the pain, but makes you laugh at it at the same time. And I think it's an amazing talent you have.
Thanks, man. You know, it's weird because I used to suck at comedy. I used to be really, I was just like a guy who, you know, I would just do stupid jokes. Like, you ever go to the store, you buy stuff, just lame. And then one day I kind of was going to quit comedy because I didn't like what I was talking about anymore.
Right.
It's that horrible thing when you're on stage and you know the next joke coming and you hate the joke that you've been doing for 3 years so much.
Uh-huh.
That you start to despise it as it's going towards your brain to come out your mouth.
Yeah.
So I threw all my material away and I started writing stuff. And I remember one of the first jokes I wrote that really made a difference. I was like, I was talking about my mom in a mental hospital. One of the first ones that I started to write like this was, you know, my mom's crazy. I don't mean my mom's crazy. I mean, we the jury find the defendant. And I remember the first time I did it, and the audience was like shocked, and then they laughed, and I thought, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly.
Thanks, man. And I try to mine that gray area between comedian and psycho killer. So thanks. I haven't gone either way yet. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
Well, the bit that we played not too long ago was you were talking about your dad being the superhero that crushes your dreams.
Oh, my dad. Anti-dad. That was
anti-dad, yeah.
Anti-dad, yeah. Well, there's self-esteem, I will crush it. My father's one of those that he just thought he would... I think he thought he was making me strong by doing that, but yeah, my dad, you know, my dad, even all the jokes, my parents got it, and my parents are divorced. Their divorce settlement involved a bar tab. I mean, it's just one after the other. So now this special, The Voice in My Head, I've kind of turned it on me. I think I've destroyed my family's reputation with Norman Rockwell. Then I went after my ex-wife pretty hard in Love is Evil, and this one's called Voice in My Head, and I turned it on The Voice in My Head, which is that horrible place that makes you think you suck all the time, that little voice that when things are going great. You know, when your life is going perfectly, and that little voice in your head goes, okay, don't get used to this, because in about 30 minutes, it's going to go horribly wrong.
See, and so, that's I understand it completely, because everybody around you goes, man, you're doing great. You're doing awesome. You're number one. Everything's great. And the voice in the back of your head goes, you know, you're going to crash and burn, and it's all going to go horribly wrong, and they're going to point at you and make fun of you. You know that's coming, right?
Yeah, you're having that great meal with your girl, looking across the table. She's great. Oh, she's a beautiful, she's the best woman. She really loves me. You know she's seeing the guy who takes the garbage, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like everything, it's that horrible voice in your head. So this special was kind of set out to kill that. And I tell all my horrible, worst screw-ups from, you know, I was Darth Vader at kids' parties growing up. With my first job, I would show up as Darth Vader. I worked for this crappy little ice cream parlor, and on the weekends they dressed me up as Darth Vader with a perfect Darth Vader helmet. I looked exactly like Darth Vader from the neck up. From the neck down, someone had gone to the Salvation Army and got a black crushed velvet tuxedo. I had like a dark blue rain boots, and someone had built a Darth Vader panel out of shoe boxes, blender parts, and a light bright.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the worst. And the first time we did it, and the last time we did it, it was this little kid named Andy, and he was six. And I walk out, and I'm a kid, I'm 16, and I give it full out. I look at this kid, and I go, "Happy birthday, Andy!" And this little kid did not look at me like, "Wow, Mom, Darth Vader." He looked at me, then looked at his mom like, "Who the F invited Darth Vader?" And all of a sudden, every kid in the party starts screaming, because like basically Satan has showed up to their birthday party.
Makes you feel good about yourself, doesn't it?
Well, here's the thing is I didn't even think about it, but I instinctively reached out for the kid like it's okay, except I'm in a Darth Vader outfit, so it looked like I'm reaching out to choke him, and the kid grabs his throat and starts screaming. It was horrible. I got fired that day.
Well, it was probably good for you because you've moved on to bigger and better things. I know you, tell me, when is the Comedy Central special happening again? When is it? What time?
It airs at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. They're going to run one of Tasha's specials, and then at 10 p.m. It's Voice in My Head. It's actually a 90-minute special. It's going to be they're showing television because the commercials. It's 66 minutes because the whole special is an hour and 47 minutes. And you can get that. You can get that on the next week and get the other 40 minutes at ChristopherTitus.com on next. You can pre-order it now. Actually, the coolest story about this one is that voice in your head makes you feel like a loser. If you watch the special, they left it in. It's a hard bit to leave in a special. But I have this half-hour story. I get to meet Bruce Springsteen, and because Bruce Springsteen's son was a fan of my old TV show, mm-hmm. and I didn't know this, but Bruce Springsteen and his wife had actually sat down and watched almost every episode of my TV show. So I got to hang out with him. I've got to hang out with him a couple times now. And you want to mess with your inner voice or that voice in your head? Meet Bruce Springsteen and have him tell you that he thinks you're really funny. Because my voice didn't know what to do. And, you know, he's like, "Bruce Springsteen's an idiot." No, he's not. He actually likes me. You're dead now. Your voice in my head, you're dead to me.
Oh, and then it finds a way.
Yeah, it'll come back. It just quiets down until Bruce Springsteen goes away, and then it comes right roaring back, yes.
Yeah, and then, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, again, the reason I wanted to talk to you is to let you know, I've listened to your material. It is stuff that... It hurts, to be perfectly honest with you. Sometimes I'm looking at it or I'm listening to you or watching, and it's like, oh, don't go there. Don't go there. Oh, he went there. Crap, that's true. And then it's also funny at the same time. So a great talent. And I know that your handlers are probably yelling at you right now that you need to scoop.
I like that. That's the guy with a whip and a big hat here, yeah.
Get on the radio! Make us money! I know how that goes, but thank you very much for being on here. Christopher Titus, the Comedy Central special this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Is that Eastern?
10 p.m. I think it's 10 p.m. across the country, yeah.
10 p.m. Okay, so definitely want to check it out. A very, very good comedian. And thank you, man. I appreciate you taking time
And by the way, you tell all the people in witness protection up in the cross I said hi.
Yeah, I definitely will. Definitely will. Thank you, Christopher. Have a good one, my friend.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Take care. All right, Christopher Titus, we have played his material on this show. And the last one, like I said, it was, the superhero dad that whenever there is hope, I will crush it. It's like when I heard that, I was like, that was my dad. Try as he might.
Is that right?
Oh, Yeah,
did you ever watch his TV show? I saw like one or two episodes. I never really.
I got into his stuff after that.
The show was called Titus. It was on Fox, and I'm sure you can find it on Netflix or other places.
But it was his stand-up stuff that really I thought was very, very entertaining. And like I said, there was one time though I interviewed him about a year and a half ago when he was doing the tour about his ex-wife or something. And I think he was in a really bad mood because he was just like one word answers. Yeah, no, whatever.
Hate that.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, man, you got to. But I think I was his very first interview in the morning, and nobody wants. Trust me, he's not enjoying doing this. Not at all. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about motorcycles. We're going to talk about the difference between the big V-twin cruisers and the sport bikes. And it has nothing to do with horsepower. It has nothing to do with style. It has everything to do with attitude. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback comes right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.